Bob Schieffer of CBS's Face the Nation joins us here Friday morning to talk about a wild week in D.C. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure everybody there is on pins and needles waiting for the jobless report and what the Dow does in the first minutes after the stock market opens.
Well, it can be much worse than it was yesterday, where we saw this market take a 500-point plunge, down, what, 1,500 points now since April. We're in some pretty scary times. There's no getting around it. And, you know, after just going through this business about raising the debt ceiling,
right,
and to see the, you know, this dysfunctionalism of the Congress now in Washington, just seemingly without the ability to influence much of anything, it just adds to that. We're in a tough time right here.
I'm sure some people thought once we had an agreement on the debt ceiling rise that things would certainly not react on Wall Street like they did yesterday.
Well, I mean, this what happened on Wall Street yesterday was kind of a reaction of the wariness and the scariness that Wall Street has of economies in general. It's
right.
Not just our economy that's in the dumps, but the economies across Europe. And this was a reaction to that, but. You know, when you just stop and think of how much time that the Congress wasted on this debt limit extension, which should have been done in a day, and they spent a couple of months on it, when they should have been concentrating on what are we going to do about our economy and about jobs and all of that. All of that is by the by, while Congress enjoyed this political fight that it had amongst its members. And while it certainly didn't do the country any good, it didn't do Congress any good either. Now,
yeah.
The new CBS News poll, 82% of people now disapprove of the Congress. 4 out of 5 think this whole fight was just for political advantage and not for doing something for the country. What that says to me is there are going to be a lot of people that are going to get beat in the next election, not just from one party or the other, but a lot of people.
Well,
people are just outraged by this, and well, they should be.
Well, the Tea Party holdouts who ended up really, I mean, forcing what budget cuts there were in that agreement are being characterized as terrorists and bomb throwers. I mean, the part of the problem rather than part of the solution, but when arguably there would be no budget cuts had they not refused to play nice.
Well, that may be right, but they're not going to get much credit for that either. I think they're down to about a 20% approval rating people in the Tea Party. This somebody asked me yesterday, said, "Give us the winners and losers here in all this." And I'm looking around. I don't see any winners. I mean, I think we're going to have to create a least worst award. And I don't even know who that is. This is just an awful mess.
Who do you have on Sunday morning to talk
about?
Well,
we're going to have David Axelrod, who's the president's chief strategist. Mm-hmm. He had a lot to do with the positions that the White House took during all of this. I think there ought to be some hard questions asked of David Axelrod. I hope I can come up with one or two. And then to kind of get the views of the left, Howard Dean, the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, and then Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina. He ought to be able to give us a view of how the right is shaping up right now. Nobody fared too well. Nobody's too happy at all. And we've got this whole economic mess hanging over our heads. Otherwise, just a great day shaping up here in Washington.
Don't miss Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer. He always seems to come up with a question or two that makes a headline on Monday morning after the Sunday morning. Bob Schieffer, thanks very much.